ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important question. This question is concerned with knowledge in general, and specifically, it is about what or how we should ask questions from people who we seek to acquire knowledge from so that we can get knowledge from them. Like, let's say you go to a person and a scholar, or like, let's say a very learned person, and you want to benefit from him and learn from him and gain some knowledge from him. What is it that you should ask him about, and how you should ask him so that you can benefit from him the most? Because as you know, asking a question in the proper and a productive way is the key to knowledge, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, knowledge is a treasury, the key to which is the question. So ask Allah and Allah will have, mercy on you, for verily, four people are rewarded for that question: the questioner, the speaker, the listener, and the one that admires them. So questioning is very important and significant, and it is, you know, half of the knowledge. It lies in the question and the nature of the question. The Prophet said, the question is half of knowledge. Right. So in this connection, fortunately, we have some verses of the Holy Quran as well as some hadith that can guide us in the right direction. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: O you who believe, do not ask about things which, if they are disclosed to you, will upset you. Yet if you ask about them while the Quran is being sent down, they will be disclosed for you. Allah has excused it, and Allah is off forgiving and off forbearing. So basically, what we can gather from this verse of the Holy Quran is that we should not probe into questions the answers to which might burden us with the responsibility that we cannot bear, or which might be too difficult for us to understand, or the consequences of which we might not be able to fulfill and bear. We should only seek the knowledge of those matters which are pertinent for us and that we have the ability to act upon and to fulfill. In this connection also, we have a blessed tradition and hadith from the Holy Prophet who said, leave me alone when I part your company, for verily people before you were ruined because of their persistent questioning and contradiction of their prophets. So when I command you with something, carry it out as best as possible. And when I prohibit you something, leave it alone. This is an eye-opening tradition. The Prophet says that, you know, do not probe into matters which are, of no benefit for you and, will lead to your destruction. Suffice yourself with the knowledge that you've been given and that is good for you and beneficial for you and that you can act upon and that you are able to fulfill. This is what we call productive questioning. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, productive questioning is half of knowledge. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at that which we should question the learned about in the light of the Quran and Hadith. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.